I just lay beats.
Lay it down.
Wicka wicka wicka.
Yep. Your career is over.
Why?
Anyway.
Did you record it?
Yep, that was recorded.
Good. That's the intro to our podcast.
All right. Welcome. So do you even know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Time travel. Because the theory of relativity has been disproven.
Yeah, it's not been disproven.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, they have to redo all of the experiments to...
disprove the hypotenuse.
I don't know if it's hypotenuse. I'm pretty sure that's part of a triangle.
Nope.
Hypothesis?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Isn't the hypotenuse the long side on
the... No, that's the hypothesis.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Moving forward.
Now.
So, Jeff Forshaw, a professor at particle physics at Britain Manchester University.
Nerd.
Said the results, if confirmed, would be possible in theory to send information in the past. In other words, time travel into the past would become possible. What they did is they have measured neutrinos, which is a tiny particle, traveling faster than the speed of light. So, in theory, we could, I think, just travel into the past, not into the future. Is that right?
Sounds good. Either way, I'll go backwards or forwards. Still cool.
Wait, when you travel faster than the speed of light, that means you slow down in time.
Yeah, like on Clock Stoppers.
I never saw that. Isn't that a kids' movie?
No. It's a Disney movie for everyone.
That's true. Family fun.
And yeah, they could speed up so that they were moving so much faster than everyone else. But they would be aging faster than everybody else while they were moving that fast.
I thought...
but everybody else is... it's like bullet time.
I thought it was the exact opposite. The people that are moving at the speed of light...
right.
...are not aging as fast. They slow down. And then the people that are in normal time are the ones that are aging, and they will end up becoming older than the people that are traveling at the speed of light.
Yeah, I think that's when you're moving at the speed of light, but I don't think that's what they were doing in Clock Stoppers.
Yeah.
It was different.
I'm sure Clock Stoppers is more accurate than probably the scientists at CERN.
Yeah, I've read some sci-fi books where he does like intergalactic travel, and he knows, like the main character, whatever the book was, he was going to travel from one planet to the other, knowing that by doing that, when he got to his destination, everybody he knew would either be dead or a lot older than he was.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember, I wish I had the article in front of me, I remember something from a long time ago that there was a set of twins, and one of them, this is real, and one of them went on a spaceship, and because they were traveling at such a high speed, that when he got back, they were actually further apart in age because they were only a few minutes, and they were able to calculate that they had actually distanced themselves in age from each other.
Okay.
Because the closer you get, I think time slows down for you, but everybody else ages the same.
Right.
So then by the time the twin in space got back to Earth, he was so much older than his twin than he had been before.
Do you think that this was harbored by like an old vendetta from when he was younger, when his older brother was always like, I'm 3 seconds older than you or whatever. And so he's like, I'm going to be a spaceman.
I'm going to be an astronaut.
I'm going to be older than you.
Yeah. I'm sure he figured out the theory of relativity at, 8 years old when he tried to become an astronaut.
Hey, he's committed.
What does this actually say? Oh, the weird thing about this is the first thing I thought of was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Right.
Obviously. Because, it's classic.
Yep.
Do you remember the part where they're trying to escape from the police station and Ted is like, remember the garbage can. Remember the garbage can.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden garbage cans fall on them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this would be like. So what would happen is you wouldn't have to do anything as long as you planned on doing it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen in that moment. Does that make sense?
No.
So right now, if I could time travel into the past,
okay,
and I said, remember to punch Kyle in the face.
Yeah.
Right now, you would get punched in the face.
But you would.
But I wouldn't even have done it for another hour.
Yeah. Wait. Why in an hour?
It doesn't matter. Any amount of time. I'm just saying. So in an hour, I just have to remember to punch you. And if I do, then it'll happen now, even though I haven't done it yet.
Just because you remember to do it because you actually went back in time to punch me in the face?
Yep.
But you can't be in two places at once, sort of a thing?
No, you can. If you travel back in time, you have to be in two places at once.
Okay, but by just thinking about it, how does that trigger anything?
As long as you do it. Mm-hmm. So that's why he says, remember the garbage cans, remember the garbage cans. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden garbage cans fall on his dad or whoever's chasing them.
Uh-huh.
As long as later in the future, they went back to that moment and dropped the garbage cans, that happens.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
That movie's pretty deep if you actually think super about deep. It.
You should watch that again.
Yeah. So one of the things we wanted to talk about was if you could go back in time, and let's kind of take all of the reality out of it because it's way too confusing and difficult to think about.
Yeah, let's not talk about Bill and Ted anymore.
Yeah, they're way too so smart deep. For us. So but if you could go back in time, what are some of the things that you would change or fix or stop from happening?
Can we have some qualifiers first?
Okay. Well, you know, the stereotypical answer that you always hear is kill Hitler.
Yeah.
I'll go back in time and kill Hitler, and I'll save 20 million people from genocide.
Your hero.
Right.
I think the point of the qualifier is just those are beauty pageant answers. No, let's have fun with this. I don't want beauty pageant answers.
All right. Well, one of the things.
No, killing Osama bin Laden. No, killing Hitler. No.
Yeah. No
saying basically, I don't want to change anything because my life's perfect, or all the mistakes and decisions that I've made. That was
another. Yeah.
Like, have led me to where I am now. I don't know. We're gonna have fun. Let's get.
No, I'm down with that because that was. I tried to bring this up on Facebook and see if I could get any good answers. And that's all I got was either people taking it too seriously. All I really wanted was a joke. And the only person that said something funny was Josh. And he said, I wish I could go back in time and stop you from asking this question.
So I cannot hate everyone that's answering
this. There was an annoying conversation about it. But other than that, you know, that's funny. And no offense, I understand. I think people just weren't thinking of it in the same realm as I was. But, I wouldn't want to change anything because I might not have ever met my husband or whatever. I might not have had my kids. And I understand that, but stop taking it so seriously.
Yeah, that's sappy.
One of the things that I brought up was I would stop Jeff Dunham from learning ventriloquism.
Because he's your favorite comedian?
Yeah, I love him so much. And his comedy is so
highbrow
and original. Uh-huh. And I mean, he doesn't even wait for you to get the jokes. It's so intelligent that he just keeps going. You know, it's like Sopranos.
If I would relate anything to Sopranos, Jeff Dunham, it would be Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
So just he never learned.
I'll just break his dummy or make fun of him, heckle him this first time out, or anything to stop him.
Anything to make that
sterilize his parents.
Wow. Okay.
And you know what's awful is my family loves him.
Uh-huh.
Even
really?
Zach came in here and said that was his favorite comedian. And I had to just stop myself from punching him.
I thought he said it was the other guy, Bill Ingram. Is that his name?
Ingvall. No, he likes Jeff Dunham. Because I even said,
I bet his second favorite comedian is the other guy.
Or
Bill Ingvall. Both equally awful.
No. Oh, this was my other one. His second favorite comedian is probably George Lopez. That was my other go back in time and fix.
Make it so he never had a Tonight Show.
Maybe just make it so he never learns English or something.
Wow. I think I'm okay with George Lopez. I agree with the ventriloquism thing, but only for one reason, because now Conan's on TBS, so it was a great comparison of what really good late-night show is supposed contrast. To be. Yes, exactly. He was on for a while, too, wasn't he? A couple of years.
I think he's still on, isn't
he?
No,
he's gone.
He's got to be pissed, because he actually pushed for Conan be pulled in. Because I think he thought that would boost his ratings because he would get the overflow.
Oh, yeah, because he was later than Conan.
Was he later or early?
I think so.
I don't remember. I haven't had TV in forever, but
I think he's later. Yeah. Because every time Conan's over, Neil and I scream at the TV to change the channel because Lopez starts.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or when he used to be on. I'm pretty sure he's gone now.
So, yeah, that would have been my other change.
Okay. That's funny. I think mine would be similar. I'd go back in time and... I'd talk to the producers of both the movie Dumb and Dumberer, tell them not to ever create it.
Oh, no.
And also the movie Caddyshack 2, because it tarnished the reputation of the previous Caddyshack.
I'll go with you on Caddyshack 2, but I kind of liked Dumb and Dumberer.
This podcast is about to be over.
No, I shouldn't say I liked it, but...
It's the same thing. Caddyshack and Dumb and Dumber are classic comedies that are awesome, and both of those movies have no right to share the same name as they do.
I don't know. I may agree with that, but Dumb and Dumber has a lot of really good lines, and maybe I just have nostalgia from watching it when I was really messed up through college with Mike and, probably. You know, but regardless, I actually really liked
it. I think you need to watch it again.
I'm not proud of it.
No, I don't think you remember it. I don't think you've watched it recently enough to actually hate yourself. Because when you watch it again, you will.
Speaking of movies, I just watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Obviously the first.
Yeah.
Now, so you say awesome. I said awesome until I watched it with somebody that's never seen it before.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of put myself in their shoes while I was watching it.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark, yeah.
Totally.
And it's actually not that great of a movie.
Dude.
No, I'm telling you, I mean...
The sound effects every time he punches someone is so awesome.
Everything that happened on the screen, even the boulder coming down, I'm like, why didn't you just wait for it to go?
Nope.
Because he could have just backed up a step and he would have been fine. But everything about it, and I'm sure for 1989 it was awesome, but... It's actually not that good of a movie. It's pretty cheesy.
Blasphemy.
But I love it because I, you know, once again, that nostalgia, but...
There's no nostalgia for Dumb and Dumberer. I understand the nostalgia for Raiders of the Lost Ark. What else? What else would you change? Because those are, like, worldwide changing things. What about something personally in your life? Like, some...
I came up with a really stupid one. I don't even want to say... It's just... It's dumb.
Do it.
I wouldn't have gambled on a fart maybe like 3 years ago while I was doing my delivery route. I had to throw away my underwear in the DBCC bathroom and then freeball it the rest of the day.
Wow.
So
was this early in the route or was this sort of midday?
Oh yeah, no, this was, you know, maybe 11, 10 or 11.
Oh really?
And I didn't get off till at least 3 or 4. So
it's rocked down, huh?
And I was wearing jeans, of course. I wasn't wearing like soft shorts. Mm-hmm. So
chafing.
Yeah, I don't get how people can do that without underwear. But yeah, that was one of the things that I thought of. I just something stupid.
Yeah.
Because everything I thought of got way too serious.
Yeah.
As far as changing things in my own life.
Uh huh.
And obviously I don't have kids or a wife or anything,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have that stigma of, well, I can't change anything because then I'll never have had them or met them.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I think another one was I would have gone to L.A. right after I graduated.
Graduated from college or high school?
High school.
Why?
That was my initial plan, was to go there and see if I could act.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, like, what would be different?
I took a trip, I think my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And went to an improv class and, you know, went to some shows and just sort of kind of realized that's what I wanted to do.
Right.
Was improv and act and everything. And that was my plan for a while, but I was just too much of a pussy and went with the free Millennium Scholarship to UNR.
Yeah. Yeah, college sounds a lot safer than pursuing
well,
acting.
I had the scholarship forever, so it was going to be move there for a year or two, see what happens.
Yeah.
But I probably would have ended up in gay porn or something. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, not because I wanted to do gay porn. I just would want to have done normal porn, but you got to work your way up, you know? You can't just start at the top.
Yeah, you can't just start doing the good stuff.
Yeah, you can't just start with a bunch of girls. You got to crawl before you can walk.
Wow. You don't watch The Real World anymore, do you?
No. I did for so long.
Yeah, so did I. So they went to Vegas when we were in high school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to Vegas, I think, last season.
Okay.
And one of the main characters in it, he had this big secret. And it was like the whole season, it was building up to that. And he was very vague about his past. And then it came out that he, instead of going to college, he did the similar thing to where this guy called him up and, you know, was... told him that he could come to this house and all you have to do is there's going to be cameras everywhere and you just live in this house with a bunch of other dudes. And so...
Okay, like Big Brother?
Kind of like Big Brother with a bunch of dudes and sometimes they got naked. And then sometimes they did other stuff.
Is he gay?
No, not gay. Not gay. I'm not gay.
So he was really defensive about...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So
he probably
because
is.
Because he's still... He was trying to get in relationships with women throughout the show, and like one of the cast members in particular. And so when that finally came out, it was just, he got so pissed. He was crazy defensive about the whole situation. And it was clear that like this guy, whoever contacted him to come and live in this house, was similar to a pimp. And he was basically getting all these young, impressionable, athletic dudes in a house to like take showers naked together and give them a lot of money because it was all like webcam based.
Now how much money?
I don't know.
So he said, you know, defend that he wasn't gay. Did he do things with guys? So that's
either
like,
that
definitive?
Or things were done to him, one or the other. I don't think it was ever explicit what happened, but
okay,
that was a fun season. All right, so you would go to L.A. or not poop your pants. Those are your two
going. Yeah, on. I'm sure I could think of a few other things. I mean,
yeah.
I would have gone back in time and had you turn your phone off. That might have been,
that would have been good.
Something good.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I'm prepared.
Okay.
What about you? Did you have anything?
I have sort of a romantic one.
Okay.
That I thought of.
Okay, this is fun.
So when I was in Korea, there was where I was
what
out.
What was his name?
I was out on a Saturday night. We were downtown somewhere. We were in a new club, and so we went in and there was a girl. Like, you stand out like a sore thumb, even if you are in clubs, because you're one of very few white people in the entire country.
Okay.
When you go there.
Wait, are you saying you stood out or she did because she wasn't
No, she
Korean?
She was Korean.
Okay.
But there's a twist as well. She was with a group of other Koreans that had come to the country for the first time. They'd never been there before because they were all adopted when they were younger. And you could tell that they weren't from Korea because their styles were completely different. Their clothes, their hair, you know, everything. They just looked like they weren't there. And then when you got outside the club, I started talking to them. They're all speaking like French or Spanish or Italian. A couple of them English, but it was broken. It wasn't Korean. And when you're there long enough, you understand when people are speaking a certain language. So anyway, I hung out with her. And so her third language, I think, was English. So I think her first one was French, second was Spanish. So I tried to speak Spanish with her for a while, and both of us were just extremely confused. And
seriously, phone's still going off?
Yeah, still doing that. So anyway, hung out, went and had coffee with her.
What was her name?
I think it was...
Do you mind saying it?
Leona?
Leona?
Yeah. Totally cool, very different. The English was broken, but it was still really fun. And
okay.
Yeah, she had to stay at some hotel, so we hung out, like, the whole night. Like, everybody went home, they left me behind, all of her friends went home, and we're fine with, like, you know, I was always like, oh, we're leaving you with some shady dude, is that okay, or whatever. And so, I ended up taking a cab with her back to her place, and then we kissed, and then I never saw her again. I got her phone number before she left because she was going to be there for a couple more days.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a temporary phone that you just pick up at the airport and then drop off when you leave. And so
drug dealer status.
Yeah. So I'd never had any other sort of contact or anything like that from her. So I think me being more proactive with getting an email address, anything. All I know is that she lives in France somewhere.
So have you tried to just Google Leona, France?
I'm not even 100% that's her name, to be honest.
You just had the one magical night.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's the one that got away.
Yeah.
All right. That's a little... That's nice. I don't know if I have any of those.
I thought about it for a while, and I think, yeah, that's...
I think I have girls in my life that I was with for a while that got away eventually somehow, or I made a mistake or whatever, and, you know, maybe that's a regret, but, yeah, I don't have just the one magical evening.
Yeah, it wasn't... I don't know. It was more of a... I mean, I've been in relationships where I'm like, this could go somewhere, but I've never really had that... you know, first or like love at first sight type thing. And sort of that initial night, as shallow as it was with the amount of communication that we were trying to speak back and forth and how shallow that was. I don't know. It was good. It was fun. Let's do like a serious one. In what way would you want, I don't know, maybe to better yourself? If you could go back in the past and say, Cole, don't do this, do this, concentrate on this, you know? Spend your time well on X. What do you think you'd do?
Let's see. So I can actually just make a lifelong change?
Sure. I don't know. I'll do it. I wrote some down.
Let's okay. See. Maybe. Yeah, let me hear what you have to say, and then maybe I'll get a better idea.
So what I told myself, or what I would tell myself, this already happened, I did this, would be to get through school as fast as possible. So whatever I had to do to skip grades throughout, whether it be junior high or high school, just to graduate from Virgin Valley as fast as I could. And then once I got into college, do the same thing. Like take all the classes that I could. If it just meant taking summer school or 18 credits a semester, just try to get out within 2.5 to 3 years. And then just basically have more of that time in between sort of the teenage years and young adult, you know, 25-ish, to I guess where I am now, to figure things out.
Okay.
So just to really, really concentrate on education, not screw around and waste time, because I feel like the education was just really easy, and
you're just
waiting to get through it, more or less.
Okay, I can see that. I don't know if I regret the time that I spent in school. I mean, high school, it wasn't even about education as much as it was about extracurriculars. I mean, I did everything from the show choir to the theater to, you know, golf was great. You know, just, I don't know. I really enjoyed high school. Mm-hmm. And then coming to college, I think I can probably go with the serious one. Yeah, I guess they're both serious. I might not have started drinking ever. If I could do that, I might take that away. Not that, you know, it impedes me and I have to drink before I come to work or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, we've talked about it before. It's so much of just our social lives and what we do revolves around
alcohol.
Hey friends, let's meet up and have a drink.
Right.
You know, hey, we're all coming to my house to drink tonight or whatever. And there was so much of that through college that I think I could have had just as much fun without.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe not. And remember a little bit more of it.
Most of the worst things that have ever happened to you, you could probably attribute it in one way or another to alcohol.
I've been really lucky as far as, you know, I haven't had the DUI or the MIC or I never had anything like that. And I was
with the law.
And I think that was just pure luck because everyone I was around just happened to get snagged.
Yeah, they were living the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
You were just not getting caught.
We were all doing the same things. So, I mean, that I guess that's a like a life lesson that I maybe would have taken a little more seriously at the time. And, you know, I don't know. I've just maybe experienced more than just partying
right
through college.
I think that just goes back to kind of similar to what I was saying, just not wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or just spending your time on something differently.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, right. And then something else that I just thought of would probably be maybe to take more chances to travel more, mm-hmm. to even to take a semester off and go either study abroad or take a semester off and go travel and just sort of not have a plan. Yeah. I don't know. I can't really do things very much right now without a plan.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been good when I was younger to just get some bigger life experience than Reno.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Find somewhere that you like and maybe not come back.
Yeah, something. I mean, it was a huge deal when you took off to Korea, you know, and I'm not going to say I was jealous of it, but it was
a risk.
What's the word? Envious, maybe. Just sort of, I respected it.
Okay.
You know, it's a huge thing to do. And I kind of wish that I would have done something big like that.
Yeah.
Some sort of big change.
It's fun. I mean, it is a huge portion of my life not a huge portion, but just, it's an interesting anecdote on over the years,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, I everything that I've done, I've fallen into. I don't think that I've really took a huge risk and gone somewhere and done something that I was unsure of. And, mm-hmm. You know, even coming to school, moving to Reno wasn't too big of a risk.
No.
School's paid for. A house from a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, parents were close. Yeah. I had friends here. And that's pretty much the biggest thing I've done. Even buying the company, I bought a company that I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even take a risk on that. I already knew what I was getting into.
Right.
Just every job that I've ever had, I've really just fallen into.
So just in a nutshell, it'd be take more risks.
Yeah, definitely.
Regardless if it's travel or not, just anything.
Yeah.
Drink less and take more risks.
Yep. I guess it's not too late.
Yeah, it's not. So I think that's what's cool about, you know, having these sort of ideas as well, is to be able to go, well, you know, when we're 36, we're going to look back and say, you still could have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't married. You didn't have all mm-hmm. the responsibilities and tie downs that I assume we'll have in 10 years.
You'll have. I'll just be creepy Uncle Cole.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, we could still do those things.
Yeah, I think that we're on the path to do some of those things, I mean, as far as what we're working on.
So I want you to take more risks and stop drinking.
All right. How about I only drink the beer that we brew?
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That'd be good. That's what I wanted to do.
Really?
It'd be cool. Or just, but in my mind, it wasn't that was going to cause me to drink less. It was more, we just need to make so much beer that that's the only beer that I'm drinking.
We just need to have 100 gallons in my closet.
Always, yeah.
Have you guys drank the out of the closet beer yet?
Oh, no, we haven't.
What did Neil call
that? Was that his?
The coming out of the closet beer, something like that?
Something.
When it was ready, he would get it out of the closet?
Yeah, some pun on us being gay. I don't know.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Fix the Universe. We'd love to hear your comments or your thoughts on what you would do if you could go back in time. You can email us at fixtheuniverse@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or find us on iTunes. Thanks.